hour ceasefire. The United Nations and the United States say the unconditional truce will come into effect at 500 GMT on Friday. However, Israel says it will continue operations against Palestinian tunnels. UK Conservative lawmakers want Prime Minister David Cameron to take a stronger stance over Israel's actions in Gaza. Margaret James, previously regarded as a pro-Israeli voice, has condemned Tel Aviv's, quote, wholly disproportionate attacks. Former ministers Sir Peter Bottomley and Alistair Burt also raised concerns about Israel's atrocities. The CIA director apologizes to U.S. lawmakers after an investigation revealed the agency had penetrated Senate computers. John Brennan says some CIA officers had indeed acted beyond their authority and in a manner inconsistent with the deal between the Senate and the agency about access to intelligence files. A series of pipeline blasts in the southern Taiwanese city of Kaohsiung leave over 20 people dead. Authorities say more than 200 people have also been injured in the gas leak explosions. Among the deceased are five firefighters who died in the line of duty. The European Union formally adopts a new range of economic sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. The measures, which were agreed upon earlier in the week, will come into effect on Friday. They target Russia's defense, banking, and energy sectors. The World Health Organization and West African nations grappling with the Ebola outbreak are to announce a joint emergency response plan. WHO authorities and African leaders will meet in Guinea on Friday to launch the $100 million initiative aimed at tackling the virus. Ebola has claimed over 700 lives so far. The World Trade Organization's members have failed to agree on a global customs pact. WTO members had drawn up the Trade Facilitation Agreement last December. The agreement would have streamlined global customs procedures. However, it was blocked over a number of rifts, including India's demands for concessions on food stockpiling.